This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
So you want to move into Crazy Town. Do you want to spend a month there inside Crazy Town's head reading a book from the point of view of a couple crazy narrators, or do you just want to spend 2 hours and then leave the theater and be like, I could live there? So that's the difference between Gone Girl the movie or Gone Girl the book. In the book, which I just finished 2 days before watching the movie, the unreliable narrator is, you hear from the point of view of the husband and then the wife, the husband and then the wife. And it's not clear through the first half of the book, which takes a few weeks to read, whether or not the husband killed his wife or not. And everything's set up to believe that. In the movie, spoiler alert, you see the wife's diary and you realize that she's, for you, about halfway through the movie, which is about an hour in, you realize she's faking her own disappearance and murder to get back at her husband. So the difference is about an hour and about 2 weeks of being in a place where you think the main character is a murderer, versus spending an hour, and then the second half you feel like you're in Crazy Town and the wife is putting you there to pay you back. Both the characters are pretty much sociopaths and they're both pretty unlikable people. So why is the book so compelling and why is the movie so good? Well, that has to do with the writing and the filmmaking and the acting. Exceptional storytelling can make people that you might otherwise not really find much redeeming about be very compelling. And in this case, that's true. Fincher's movies tend to involve people that you might not actually like Mark Zuckerberg or, all the characters in Seven, really. Even Fight Club's characters might be a little bit unlikable when you think about what they're actually doing. But here, the acting is exquisite. Ben Affleck's perfect as the main character. If you haven't read the book yet and you realize Ben Affleck's playing the character in the movie, it's going to be hard to think of anything other than Ben Affleck as you're reading. The female role here is exquisite as well, and really more poignant than the book. The book kind of ends with you feeling like these people are really nuts, but the movie ends with a little bit less like of a character study and more of a relationship study, and that's really appropriate for because it's only 2 hours. So really the movie leaves you thinking you can be driven crazy by being in a relationship, and Rosamund Pike is really really great as Amy Dunn, and she carries that part of the movie. It's great.